Vote Fraud Whistleblower Should Get Pardon. By Donald Jeffries. President Donald Trump is trying to rectify yet another injustice from the Biden years. Tina Peters, 69, former Mesa County, Colorado. County clerk, was the first U.S. election official to be convicted of criminal charges in relation to the alleged fraud in the 2020 election, which resulted in Joe Biden's 4 years as president. Peters acted under what she thought was her constitutional role, to expose critical flaws in the electoral system. As with all whistleblowers, instead of the corruption she alleged being investigated, she was targeted for prosecution. Peters made a copy of her voting machine's data, before complying with Colorado Secretary of State Jenna Griswold's seemingly illegal order to erase all data from the 2020 election. Peters was fired, and then prosecuted. A jury found her guilty on 7 charges, sentencing her to a ridiculous 9 years in prison. As Peters stated at Mike Lindell's election fraud symposium, "We have a Secretary of State that is drunk with power. She makes emergency decrees and, when we query her, she refuses to answer in violation of the state law. I've been persecuted. They are trying to take over our election office. We are the last bastion of freedom in Colorado. We have listened to people. They send me things from all over and there are some discrepancies there that I cannot deny or unsee." Peters went on to describe the intense harassment she experienced. "The FBI raided my home at 6 a.m. this morning, accusing me of committing a crime. And they raided the homes of my friends, mostly older women. I was terrified. Essentially, they were soldiers in combat gear. They were not men in suits with badges. They looked very much like they were in a combat zone, soldiers with automatic weapons and combat gear. The FBI even used a battering ram to destroy the front door of one of her friends' homes." In February 2022, Peters was arrested by police as she ate in a local restaurant on bogus charges. Peters' lawyers argued that her actions were in line with her authority by trying to preserve crucial electoral records. Peters accused her trial judge, an appointee of the Democratic governor, of not maintaining impartiality. "It is with a heavy heart that I hear the vile accusations and anger levied against me for what I did to serve the people of Mesa County," she explained in court. "I think it was important for someone to stand up and I chose to do that." Colorado District Court Judge Matthew Barrett went on to rant against Peters in unabashedly biased fashion. Earlier this month, Trump jumped into the fray, posting on Truth Social, "Tina is an innocent political prisoner being horribly and unjustly punished in the form of cruel and unusual punishment." Trump then directed the Department of Justice to take all necessary action to help secure the release of former Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters, and referred to her as a hostage that was being held in a Colorado prison by the Democrats, for political reasons. Trump ended his post in typical style, declaring, "Free Tina Peters, now." Trump's Department of Justice had already gone to court in March to attempt to free Peters from custody, issuing a federal appeal. U.S. Magistrate Judge Scott Varhulak seemed inclined to send her case back to the state court, however, arguing that her defense team had not demonstrated that all of her potential remedies through state courts had been exhausted. Varhulak ruled that Peters' attorneys must refile with more information within 30 days. Colorado Governor Jared Polis D. could grant Peters a pardon or clemency, but is obviously unlikely to do so. A spokesman for Polis claimed that Peters had not applied for clemency or a pardon and said the office would only consider clemency on its own merits, regardless of bullying and threats. There were no specific threats noted, or any examples of bullying cited. Peters steadfastly maintains that she did nothing wrong when she helped an unauthorized person use someone else's identity to access her office's election equipment. Trump defended her, saying, "Radical left Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser ignores illegals committing violent crimes like rape and murder in his state and, instead, jailed Tina Peters, a 69-year-old Gold Star mother who worked to expose and document Democrat election fraud. Tina is an innocent political prisoner being horribly and unjustly punished in the form of cruel and unusual punishment." Trump described her case as a communist persecution by the radical left Democrats to cover up their election crimes and misdeeds in 2020. Whether Trump pardons her or not, Peters serves as a sober reminder of the odious lawfare that distinguished the presidency of Joe Biden.